All right, what's good, guys? It's Barada with No Guidance Entertainment. If you guys don't know, I got a special guest here today, Sophia, also known as It's Okay So-So. And you'll be doing all the cover arts, and I feel like for hella people out in Seattle type shit. So, you know, keep doing your thing, and, you know.
Thank you.
And so, what's it called? So, how'd you start off just getting into just doing cover arts and all that?
Shit. I mean, I started, like, the first time I did a cover was in 2020, I think.
So during COVID?
During COVID, yeah. Like, I was bored on my ass, just like anyone else. Like,
no, that's how it was. I feel like everybody was just like, you know, just thinking.
Trying to figure shit out. No, that's facts. Really. So I didn't even have an iPad or anything. I was using my sister's. She had one. Mm-hmm. And I kept stealing it from her.
Gotcha.
Because I was like, oh, this shit's fun. Uh-huh. Like, so for the first like couple covers I've really made, it was not even all my own shit.
Gotcha.
But I think someone told me I need to make an Instagram. Mm-hmm. And actually it was one of my friends from high school. He wanted me to make like a tattoo for him. Uh-huh. And he really liked it, and then he was the one who was just like, yo, this is filthy, like, you could really be making money, like, you could really, people would, like, you know, really like your shit. So I don't know, just that point I was like, okay, fuck it, I got nothing else to do right now.
I heard you. And then, so growing up, did you do like art and shit, or was that kind of something that you picked up?
Yeah, so I've been drawing pretty much like since I can remember. Like, obviously not seriously or anything. But like, always in school, like, whenever we had to do art projects, whatever, like, I was so excited.
The 50th ones, or what? Did you ever get it, like, on the school walls and shit, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you know you're certified, then, to be honest.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
And then, so, I guess, like, when you were growing up, did you ever think, like, you'd be in the position you're at now?
I guess no. That was, no way.
Like, doing cover arts, you didn't... No. That was not in the picture?
That was not... I knew I wanted to draw for, like, forever.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm gonna do till the day I die.
Yeah.
Like,
gotcha.
But I didn't know that it would manifest in the way that it's manifesting right now.
Got you. And then, so, like, at what point did you think, like, oh, shit, then I might have to start doing it? Other than, you know, your homie that you drew the tattoo
right.
for. Was there, like, an eye-opening moment?
I mean, I'm a huge music lover, like, so, and, like, I guess, like, as an artist, you notice a lot of things, like, visually, so whenever I listen to music, I'm always looking at the cover, and if I can't remember the title of the album or whatever, I can perfectly picture the album, just, like, I feel like
just
most people could,
yeah.
But, so, I was always, like, really admiring cover art, and I love music, and they go hand in hand, so... I don't know. I had kind of been in the back of my mind. Like, people were like, oh, Sophia, that'd be dope. Like, you could draw that. Or, like, that could be, you know.
Yeah,
but it was just, like, subtle things here and there that I would be like, oh, maybe. But it was never like, oh, I'm going to make a plan. This is what I'm going to do, you know.
And then, so, who was, like, the first artist that hit you up? Or was it, I guess, like, when you first got your first, like, I guess you could say gig, was it you reaching out to people? Or was it, like, someone asked you about it?
No, trying to remember who the first person was.
Or did you drop a song?
Shit, yeah. Actually, you guys could go follow me on Spotify, Apple Music. No, I'm just kidding. I know one of the first people was, his name's Glizzy?
I know what you're talking about. I think, it's the Bust Down Cuties.
Yeah. And then also G-Baby
from
South.
Yeah.
So them two, I mean, if you scroll all the way back on my Instagram.
First post type shit?
Yeah, you'll see. Well, my first posts were just like pen drawings and color pencils and shit.
Gotcha.
But then if you scroll a little further up, you'll see.
The transition to the
digital. And so you'll see their art. Yeah. I did one for G-Baby, one for... It was like him and,
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. My memory is.
No, it was good. And then so, wait, when was that? That was like, what, 2 years ago?
That was like 2020, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so you're going to school right now too. So is the field that I guess like you're studying for, does that correlate with what you're doing or?
Hell no.
Gotcha.
Well, okay. I first started, like, the reason I even, like, got into this school was because I feel like most part was because my major was mechanical engineering.
Gotcha.
So, and it's, like, a capped major, so, like, I specifically got into there and, like, you know, scholarship and all that. But as soon as I got there, I was taking the math class that I had to be taking and...
Well, on some calculus shit?
I was like, wait, I blinked, and then we're like on like three different new topics. Yeah, like,
and you're like, I don't even know the first date.
But so I was like, this is really like, I was mostly doing it for my, you know, like for other people, not really myself, my dad mostly, like my family.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what, I got into the school, I'm going to try to do something that's a little more for who I am. So... But also, I didn't want to do, like, an art major because I feel like that's kind of stupid,
in my opinion.
I feel like I can teach all that shit to myself.
Yeah.
So I'm doing cognitive science with specialization in design and interaction.
Gotcha.
So it's, like...
It's like studying the brain or what?
It's a lot of, like, psychology, like, neuroscience, like, how people think, and then, like, using that to create... like to design things,
So it's basically you got like the color wheel, and you're like, okay, these colors are gonna pop out type shit.
Exactly. Like this will make you feel sad. This will make you feel happy. This will make you want to buy it. Like you know.
And then so, give I guess like some examples of like what colors mean something.
Oh shit! I don't
know. You don't really know off the spot. Like I know at least like red. Red's like
Red's like
right?
Red's like danger, passion, like intensity. I feel like. Blue, sad, obviously. Like, there's, like, the cool colors. There's, like, the warm colors on the color wheel.
Oh, yeah. No, I got you. And then, so, as of right now, so have you only, I guess, when it comes to your art and all that, have you strictly only done cover arts, or have you looked into, like, other avenues with it?
Yeah, so, I do, like, some logos on the side, too. So, like, a lot of, like, clothing graphics, too. I got a couple of, like... Seattle clothing brands who I've done work for. I still got a couple of designs and logos that I haven't released yet because you know I gotta wait. That's the one thing about you know freelancing for other people is I gotta wait for when they are ready.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm like, I want to post this now. Like,
but you can't hook. It's like, no, we're not ready.
God, be ready already.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then, so do you ever plan to make your own merch?
Yes.
I'm saying, what's up?
I know. I feel like I'm waiting for the right time, and I feel like I'm also picking up little learning things through doing other people's first.
Yeah.
Before I do my own.
Gotcha.
You know.
I mean, that's always good. Just like learn from the people that's you know in the place or in a position that you want to be at.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
And then so, when it comes to you know your creativity and just like I guess being able to, capture the moment and then you know put it into art form, what are some things that you do on a daily basis that helps you like keep your mind there?
Yeah,
because you got school, you got you know everything else, you got family, everything.
It's hard.
So how do you balance it out?
That's really hard. Honestly, in an ideal world I would be like using my sketchbook every single day. Like I find that sometimes I can like get on it and go like a couple weeks every single day, like in a row, just like sketching something new every single day.
Yeah.
And that really helps. Just staying consistent, just doing one, setting time aside for like 30 minutes even and just start drawing. It just gets all the creative juices flowing, honestly. But it's hard to do that every single day.
Nice,
you know, life and shit. But just staying consistent, drawing shit. Weed.
You be smoking?
Yeah.
Type of shit, yeah.
Yeah, but, that helps a lot. Usually, like, when it's, like, late at night,
Just
you
put
know.
A vibe, put some
exactly.
Music on,
put some music on, put a show, put a podcast, put anything, so start smoking. And then, usually, that's when I feel the most creative, too, because I don't gotta look at my phone or anything. And
no
shit
distractions.
Will just pop up at me, and I can just, you know,
gotcha.
Just get shit off.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
And then so what would you say, or what was the last thing you drew?
The last thing I drew.
And when was it? Was it yesterday or what? Today?
Oh.
You
woke up? Yeah. Yeah, today. I'm working on a clothing graphic right now. For Mitch World, actually. Whoever's listening, check him out.
Is that a rapper?
No. He has a clothing brand.
Gotcha.
Mitch World.
All right. I'm going to have to check it out later.
Yeah, yeah. I've already done a graphic for him before, but I'm excited about this one. I feel like every single time, especially people who keep coming back, like old customers, I feel like it's fun because I get to see the progression. Like, it's cool. So, but what I'm working on specifically, I'm drawing like this dude on a motorcycle.
Gotcha.
He's doing like a wheelie or something. Yeah. That's only like 10% of the whole thing.
Because the rest is just like awesome.
Yeah, crazy shit. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then when it comes to just you drawing up your mock drafts and all that, do you start with like on paper or you? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So I've tried to like start on the iPad, but I feel like there's like a block. There's some type of
It's because it's not physical.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah,
but,
no, 100%. Yeah. Like I need that real paper and pen, pencil, like, you know, and that really helps. So yeah, I've given up on
Working off the iPad.
Yeah. Until I really have to, you know.
Yeah. Unless you're like on the airplane. And you're like,
I
got no pieces of paper.
Exactly.
Got you. And then, so growing up, was there specific inspirations you had when it came to just like art or just like the certain way you'd be drawing? Because I feel like your aesthetic is definitely like your own style.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, I feel like I watched a lot of like Cartoon Network and like cartoons. I was never like, you know, I feel like there's people who watch like Disney Channel.
Yeah, there's
and,
Disney,
like, yeah,
Nickelodeon,
there's Disney, Nickelodeon, and Cartoon Network. And I was like Nickelodeon/Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a little more on the animation artsy, you know, side. So I loved like favorite show Adventure Time. Mm-hmm. Like that's my shit. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like cartoons, also like books too.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoon, actual physical cartoons.
Like manga books or what?
A little bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like.
Like you're talking about like comic books?
Comic books.
Okay,
comic
gotcha.
Books. Yeah.
Like,
no. You
said cartoon books. I was like, huh?
Comic books. It's been a minute since I've. No, yeah.
Good. And then so I see you be rocking the threes. So that must mean that. Shit, I feel like you should make some customs on some shoes.
That would be dope. That's actually dope. I don't know whatever. I feel like I've kind of thought about that before, but again, it has never really happened yet.
Yeah, I mean, shit, just go to Goodwill, find like a beat up pair of shoes, clean them up real quick, and then boom.
I should do that.
You could make a flip off of like say $10.
Yeah,
flip that shit for like 100. Mm-hmm. Now you made a $90 profit right there.
Honestly, shit.
You're in college. You got people. You know
people.
No,
you're
so right.
You're so right. Well, I'm stupid for not having thought about this before.
Don't even say that you're stupid. It's more just like sometimes get other people's opinions.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all it is. But so I guess right now, when it comes to just this year, how many cover arts have you done, or is it just like you don't even remember?
Shit. I don't keep track. It's a lot.
It's hella, huh? Because I feel like every time I see, or I'm on Instagram, at least there's a new one. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while type shit.
Yeah. There's just, a new one just dropped today, actually.
Oh, shit. I haven't been on Instagram. I gotta go check it out type shit.
Yeah, it's for Marco Money, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I worked long and hard on that one. Hella detailed.
I feel like everybody doesn't even notice all
that
when it comes to it, huh?
Uh-uh.
Like, just the fine detail.
Because
I remember there's a post where you did the time-lapse.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was filthy, because you could see from
start to finish.
Yeah. So that, I feel like that kind of content, I was like, oh, this shit filthy.
Thank you.
And then, so, as of right now, when it comes to just personal goals on whether it's school, business, your cover arts or all that, like, I guess, like, what are some, like, goals you got for yourself? Because it's August already.
Yeah.
So, what, almost 2023 is almost over, so.
Yeah, literally. Honestly, I know that I just got to keep on it. I gotta keep working. I'm nowhere near, I feel like, where I feel... I'm definitely nowhere near, like, my peak. I don't know. I'm trying to learn some, like, motion, too. Like, I've been teaching myself, like, the Adobe things. So, like, After Effects and also, like, Illustrator and Photoshop a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to just, like, teach myself new skills.
Yeah.
Like, long-term goals would be have my own brand, have my own studio, have my own... Low-key, I want, like, a little coffee shop.
That'd be filthy, though.
And, yeah, I'm thinking that would be super dope because, you know, a lot of my work sometimes when I just can't focus, like, at home, like, I'll go to a coffee shop and just work for hours and I'll be, it's, like, perfect. So, it's, like, it would be dope to have my own.
No, that would be. I mean, in Seattle, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, on some shit, right?
Like,
exactly.
Who knows if you could partner up with, like,
Starbucks
or something. Yeah, like, real deal. Like, imagine if you're able to send them a logo or something. Mm-hmm. That's the new one.
Shit, yeah. Know. So, keep your eye out for the new Starbucks logo.
I'm saying, hey, give it a couple more years, you know? And so, right now, I guess just being a college student, like, how's that, like, also, or how's that life, like, how's it balanced between the two of, you know, you being an entrepreneur at, or being a business person at this point, and then being in college?
Right. Well, honestly, I feel like the whole reason, like, most of my... Like, the reason I kind of got my momentum was because of college. Because I got there, and I thought shit was going to be easy. Like, I thought it was going to be cool. Like,
I'd be school? Out.
No, no, no. School. Yeah, okay, school was going to be easy. I thought, like, you know, I'd be out, like, every weekend, you know, like, having a blast, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But actually, especially the college that I'm at, it's, like, people's priorities are very, like, it's, like, study, go to the library. Like, the most social place on campus is the library.
Damn.
Like, that's where everyone goes. Even the athletes, like, everyone, that's where they go. Like,
damn.
That's, so that gives you an idea of what type of school it's like. So,
the most popular spot is the library. Is crazy, though.
Literally, people, no, you can stay over there, like, it's open, like, 24 hours some weeks, too. So people will just be sleeping there. And, like, it's weird. It's weird. It starts smelling nasty in there, too.
Damn.
So
I mean, if it's 24 open,
yeah, no, exactly. Like, go home.
No,
please.
That's facts. No,
yeah.
So has there been a, like, a crazy experience out in the library?
Honestly, I don't like going there that much.
Oh, you don't go there?
No.
Too many people?
Too many. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, I don't like it.
So on a day-to-day basis, though, like, what's your schedule like usually then? So you got school in the morning?
So okay, I make sure that I don't schedule no classes before, like, 10 a.m. All right. All my classes are scheduled at, like, 11 and past that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
So, because usually I'll be up late at night drawing, go sleep at, like, 3, 4, and then wake up. At, like, 10, 9.
Yeah.
And then go to class, come back, go to class, come back, go on a run, make dinner.
Gotcha. So you're stepping it up type shit?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I guess for you as a college student, like, how's cooking meals for yourself been? Because I feel like... For me, because I had an older brother that went to college.
Yeah.
And, like, just seeing them doing, like, microwave food and all that. So, like, how's that been?
It's cool. You definitely kind of, like, figure out the key ingredients, you know, and then you can kind of get creative with it. Yeah, it's cool. Sometimes, like, there'll just be random shit, like, on the table from, like, roommates and whatever. Like, I made random-ass sandwiches with, like, the leftover Chick-fil-A sauce.
And shit. Like, no, you gotta be creative.
Exactly. Yeah. It was good. So
what's a go-to meal that you'd be making? Like, an easy one.
Oh, easy?
For some college students.
Okay, the easiest... Okay, I'm a big fan of eggs. I'll cook up an egg, like, sunny-side-up egg.
Yeah.
Spam, low-key.
Spam. Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Put some spam in the pan. If you got some leftover rice, just heat up that rice. Put it in the... Honestly, just put it in the microwave. Put, like, a wet paper towel over it. It'll steam and everything. Exactly. take some sesame oil and soy sauce and sriracha, put that all in a bowl, mix it up.
Mix it up.
You're set.
Nah, yeah. I think that's a pretty good breakfast right there.
Yeah.
I feel like if anybody hears this shit, you definitely got to try that one.
Definitely.
So my question is, you know about spam and all that. So you got family from Hawaii, or is it just a thing out here?
I do. Well, I have like an uncle who's from Hawaii, or he's like married to my aunt. So.
He be speaking pidgin or what?
he's got some family over there who definitely can.
It has that thick ass accent.
Yeah. It's crazy. First time I heard pidgin, I was like, what?
You're like, what the fuck is this?
Crazy.
Foreign language.
Literally, like, is this still English?
No, it's fair.
Yeah. But I used to live in Hawaii for a little bit, actually, for like a year and a half. It was during, like, I was, like, it was in, like, fourth grade or something.
Oh, shit. Wildin'.
Yeah.
Wildin'.
Oh, what island? Yeah. I thought I said Wildin'.
No.
I was only in fourth grade, but it was Oahu.
Oahu?
Yeah.
You know what city? You
remember? Yeah, it was, like, really close to Waikiki.
Oh, so what's like, that? North side? South side? I forget.
That's like the main city. And
yeah, I know that's the main city.
You can see Diamond Head, you can see the mountain, and
Called? I used to live on Maui for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Lanai, so that shit. When I heard about that shit was crazy.
Yeah,
like just all the fires and
shit.
Yeah,
yeah. For real.
I lived on Kauai for like 4 years.
Actually. Oh, you're island hopping. You're everywhere.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, shit, my pops was. We're just moving type shit.
Yeah.
I was out there. It was definitely fun. That's like the first time I ever tried spam.
Yeah.
And that shit was like, I was like, oh shit. Yeah. This shit right here.
Literally. The spam musubi. Mm-hmm. Like the, I don't even know how to pronounce it right, but.
Spam musubi. Musubi. Yeah.
But yeah. That shit. Malasadas, bro.
Malasadas. Yeah. You gotta
that
put a bottle. Yeah. What's
my
up?
What's, life.
I'll say so. Like, what's some go to foods? Like, if you were to go to Hawaii or someone that's. Never been to Hawaii.
Ooh.
What would you say? So we got spam musubi, malasadas.
Malasadas.
And what else?
You gotta get that plate lunch for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get chicken long rice. Mm. I really fuck with that.
I don't even
with
know.
The, it's like, so it has like the clear noodles.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I don't know, I like it. It maybe some people think it's weird, but I like it. Also, there's some good mac salad.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. It's like Kahlua pork.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
I don't know. There's some good, like, Korean food, too, out there, low-key.
Yeah. I mean, out there, it's just a...
Yeah,
like
just a
melting
mix.
Pot just of, like, at least, like, Islanders, Asians, and, you know.
Exactly. All the good food.
Mm-hmm. Shit, that's why everybody out there is, like, big, though.
Facts.
Because it's, like, all you're doing is just eating.
Right, eating
going
good.
To the beach, just chilling, really.
Honestly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, so... My question for you now is when it comes to when you first started, so back in 2020, it's been 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say, I guess, if you had like a theme for each year, like what was like the transition to where you're at now?
Mm, that's a good question.
Like if you had like one word to describe each one.
Mm-hmm.
So year one, what was it?
So year one, 2020, I'd say... Like, discovery.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like that's a good one.
Yeah, really just trying, like, just trying shit out. I mean, I'm always trying shit out.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like especially then, just, like, especially discovery, like, with, like, what I can do and, like, the skills that I've built up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say 2021. Ooh. 2021 was really a year of, like, grinding, like really grinding, like hands hurting, hands cramping.
For her, you're probably
I'm squinting. I'm like, am I losing my eyesight already? Like,
for her, you gotta get the blue lens glasses and shit.
Literally, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was just like, just getting some momentum, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 2022.
Last year.
2022. Oh, I swear I had a word and I forgot it. Hold on. Okay, wait. So we got Discovery. We got Grinding. We got... Grinding some more, honestly.
At least at that point, being like 2 years in, mm-hmm. did you feel more comfortable in it? Yeah. At least within your ability and all that?
Yeah. That was the word. Thank you. It was going to be superpower.
Gotcha. No, that's really
good. Yeah. I really feel like this shit is like my superpower. Mm-hmm. And I feel like obviously everyone has a superpower, mm-hmm. but like, it's a really a different feeling, especially when it's a creative superpower. Mm-hmm. And I just feels when you're really in that zone sometimes, mm-hmm. you really feel like, oh my goodness, like yeah. I'm filthy, like no, yeah. you no, know, like facts. Every creator has that moment, mm-hmm. you know. Of course there's also the moments where it's like, oh, the opposite God. Side, like, yeah, like, no, you know. Yeah,
but I feel like, I mean, like you were saying though, we're only human.
Exactly.
And so sometimes when we're at our peak and we're like, oh shit, yeah, this shit filthy, mm-hmm. some days we're gonna be like, oh damn, like, mm-hmm. do I really fuck with this? But I'll be telling everybody, at least when it comes to music, it's like, you might create one thing and you might be like, oh, this shit's about to be the filthiest thing.
Right.
Look back at it and like, nah, a week, 2 years ago or something, yeah. you know? And it's just like, damn.
Right. You know? Exactly.
But I feel like with all this shit, it's just like, you live and you learn.
Right.
And just keep on going. Mm-hmm. And going back to what you were saying about the superpowers.
Yeah.
The thing that I was telling all my homies and all that, it was just like, if you think about it, the human body has 5 senses. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to stimulate any of those 5 senses, you could change someone's mood. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. So let's use visual arts. Right. So like the things you be doing, all that. Mm-hmm. If someone sees some like a filthy art piece, mm-hmm. that could change, be like, or even a filthy sunset, or if you, yeah. you know, and yeah. just visually, you'd be like, oh yeah. shit, like... You know, it
makes you feel something. Yeah.
And then even when it comes to like food,
yeah,
a simple taste, right?
Facts.
You're able to like, there's a reason why.
Change your whole mood. Yeah.
For real, you could be mad as fuck.
Yeah.
Your homie brings you like a sandwich or some shit. You'd be like, oh shit,
like, shit's not too bad. Life's not too bad.
Yeah. But no, that's facts though.
Yeah.
When it comes to superpowers though.
For real. Yeah, and I like how like with the what you're talking about, how it can like affect people's moods and shit, mm-hmm. and just like, I feel like art can be something like social too, like, mm-hmm. I feel like it connects people, mm-hmm. like I feel like music for sure connects people, it brings people together too, but yeah. at least like on my journey too, like, mm-hmm. art has, like, I would have never met half the people I know right now, like, mm-hmm. if it wasn't for art, like,
yeah.
and super dope people too, super creative people, like, mm-hmm. especially in Seattle too, like, I yeah. feel like I'm really like kind of tapping into like this creative bubble that yeah. there's so much potential and yeah. good energy, you know.
That's facts.
Yeah.
And I feel like without you, you gotta think about it. The Seattle music scene, when it comes to just like cover arts and all this shit,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it wouldn't be in the same place.
You think
like
so?
Real deal, because like think about it, how much you influenced everybody to get a cover art from you. Because I feel like you have so much like products.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone could go on Fiverr and do some shit, but it's like.
True.
It's not the same shit as you.
True.
You know, so
true.
I feel like you should get your props, get your flowers on.
Thank you.
You know, doing the shit you be doing, because without you, because it takes a whole team and a whole collective. Fact. Outside of just being an artist.
Fact.
At least with the music scene, mm-hmm. right? And that's why it's so filthy, and I wanted you to have or be on the podcast just so, you know, people see, hey, like, yeah. you know, you just yeah, give you yeah. a spotlight just upon
Thank
just
you.
The shit you be doing.
I appreciate it.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. I don't know. Yeah, I try to.
Cause think about it. Who else is doing shit like you, right now, on some cover art shit? Like I can't personally, and that's not no diss to anybody.
Yeah.
Like anybody listening.
Uh huh.
It's not even no diss on that. It's just more just like giving you props. Cause.
Thank you.
I'm saying like.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
You name
you're right.
Someone else?
You're right. You're right. Okay. Fine. You're right. Yeah. I guess. Shit. Mm-hmm. I mean. I'm putting in the work, honestly. Like, yeah. that's all it takes. Like, I'm just working hard. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to get somewhere. I love this shit. This is what mm-hmm. I love to do. Like, mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm setting something up good, but
yeah.
yeah.
It's all just building blocks for, you know, the future.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Shit, like you said, without art, you wouldn't mm-hmm. have met the people.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You know, energy just comes back. Just
right.
Don't worry,
right.
Know?
So true. So mm-hmm. true.
And then so 2023.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word so far?
Mm.
It's only been.
It's 2023 is low key like almost over.
Yeah, it's already almost, August. Like, I'm so what, it's like 5 more months maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. So
2023 would be this is hard.
I mean, you could just look back at just like even just in January to be to where you're at now. Like,
yeah.
I guess like what's the journey been on? Like, was it shaky? Been steady? You said the other two are grinding, so.
Grinding. And now I feel like low. Like really trying to flow too. Because back to what you're talking about with like how, what do I do to like keep going like creatively?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like really tapping into that like flow state
mm-hmm.
type thing is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And like also just flowing, like I just like go with the accept, like you don't have control over a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But once you just open up the possibilities and just like sit back for a little bit mm-hmm. and just keep doing what you've been doing, but like, you know, keep an open mind, like things do flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I've been figuring that part out.
Yeah.
But also not being, I never want to be complacent. Like, I never want to, like, feel too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with the flow thing, like, I got to make sure that it's flowing, like, in an uphill direction.
Yeah.
And I'm never, than rather than just, you know, just straight, like a
yeah,
little
yeah, yeah.
lazy just river coastline, type thing, yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Coastline, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Got you. And I seen you be reading books.
I did.
Right? So let's talk about.
I would go so far as. Yeah.
Okay, but
I'm trying.
I seen on your story you at least got 3 books.
I
at
did.
Least, right?
I did.
So let's talk about those. Because I did.
Okay.
I heard about the Rick Rubin.
Yes.
Book, and
yeah.
I remember hearing about that. That shit. I read a couple pages.
Yeah.
I still need to read it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get the audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah,
be reading.
Yeah.
I'd be driving and all that
right,
stuff.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first one that I picked up.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are like. They're like business and like finance books,
mm-hmm.
Which I feel like I also struggle with a little bit with the business mm-hmm. side, because I didn't go into this thinking that I had to do like, you know, business. Like
yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, I could just draw and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, like there's a lot more to it. So I'm just trying to teach myself more about money and all mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
But the Rick Rubin book is really good. I've been reading it, like, every night. Just, like, you know how people are like, oh, don't look at your phone before you go to sleep? Like, that shit's bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, let me do what the old people do.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But low-key, I love it. It's a really good book. I really like the format of it, too. It's, like, not hard to read.
It's really easy.
Yeah, it's just
mm-hmm.
a smooth read.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's also, like, I'll be, like, underlining shit and
mm-hmm.
be like, oh, that's a good point. Like, you
back
know?
To English classes.
Yeah, exactly.
Analyzing the shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but also because, like, Rick Rubin's, like, he's crazy. Like,
He's filthy. For what he
does? I still don't know exactly what he does.
He's basically, I feel like he's just a...
Like a,
he's based off, he just, he
like
has
a coach.
A coach, but in a sense of just like, he has an unfiltered bias of like what his ears think
mm-hmm.
sounds sonically good.
Right.
Because
right,
it's not
right.
even like, with at least with music,
mm-hmm.
or if we're going back to superpower thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We listen to a certain song, we listen to, say, Ice JJ Fish.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to that, you're like, what the fuck is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm pretty sure everybody felt that way because
mm-hmm.
I mean, when I heard that shit,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? But then, say your homie puts on a song that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
first time hearing it, and
mm-hmm.
just sonically, it just sounds like
right.
what the fuck? Like, even
right.
shit. Lil Uzi when we first heard him or some
yeah.
shit, you know, something different.
True.
So.
Okay. Okay, that makes more sense now.
I don't know. I think he just has, like, great
he's
ears.
Just, yeah.
Like,
he can be trusted.
Yeah,
he can
trusted.
Be trusted.
At least within the music shit,
because yeah.
he's been working with everybody.
Facts. Literally everyone, like,
mm-hmm.
in all types of genres, too. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because
yeah.
he'd be doing, like, rock,
yeah.
pop, all that
he's,
shit.
I swear he started off with, like, rock music,
mm-hmm.
too. And then he went to hip-hop and
yeah.
all that.
Did you watch the Joe Rogan podcast with him?
No, I didn't.
You should watch it.
I should, okay.
Or just any... to be honest, I was in a rabbit hole of just listening to podcasts from him. Just because
yeah.
I was interested as, like, just him as a person.
Right, right.
Because I feel like there's a lot to learn from at least the higher-up creatives. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've been doing this shit for so long.
Yeah,
you know?
Facts.
So.
Yeah, and they've seen so much shit. They know what works, what doesn't
mm-hmm.
work. Like, yeah, facts.
That's
I right. think I don't know. I watched, like, some little, like, YouTube, like, documentary, like, by some random kid who, like, you know, and that's when I first, and then he also, like, he's always on, like, the Instagram reels and shorts with all the inspirational quotes and everything.
Rick Rubin?
Yeah, Rick Rubin.
Oh, yeah, on your For You type thing? Not me, because you probably got out of your book and shit. That's probably, it's listening to you and shit. Dude, you know?
Facts, honestly.
He's probably going to pop up on my
Honestly, yeah. Watch out. With FBI agents, like, okay, Rick Rubin, let me pull that shit up now.
And so, outside of just the books, is there any other things that you do to try and help your creativity?
Because
you did say you go running. Is that kind of just like a art block that you do?
That's like a therapy session, honestly. Like, because in high school, I ran all 4 years.
What, track or cross country?
I was cross country team.
Oh, you're ready forever.
Yeah, come on. I was varsity freshman year come on. I'm not, this for real. But, yeah, ever since then, like, it's a drug. Running is a drug. Like, you know, runner's high, you know, if you talk to any runner, like, they cannot stop, like, you know, but it's just, it's really therapeutic. Like, it's an excuse to, like, get outside and just, like, be outside for the sake of it. Yeah. And, I don't know, the runner's high is nice. It makes you feel good for the rest of the day. It just really, it's drugs, really. Like, it just makes you feel good. It gets your head right, honestly.
No, that's facts. And I definitely agree with that because, I mean, it's in our biology at the end of the day, right? That we got it, or before we were all in houses and all that, we were outside just, you know, doing shit. We had to either run away from, like, dinosaurs or all that shit.
Pick berries. Yeah, the type shit, you know.
I don't know, when it comes to just working out, I always tell everybody, it's like, you should, at least in life, try and find something that helps you physically, mentally, financially, spiritually, and I forgot the other one. But yeah, you know, you get what I'm saying?
100%. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's just, it's really, you gotta, like, just the main points in your life, you gotta maintain them, because, you know, we want to be here for a long time and a good time, you know?
Yeah, facts, because sometimes, shit, if your mental's not straight, everything else is just, like, out of whack.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once you notice a difference, too, and you're like, I'm like, how did I not do this earlier? Like,
yeah, but I feel like in that situation, though, it's just, like I said, live and you learn. And then just learn from that.
Exactly, live and you learn, for sure.
And as of right now, for you, like, what do you do when you have, like, a creative block? Like, do you try to go hang out with friends? Do you go smoke some more? Like, what you do? What's the methods right now?
Oh.
Take a walk.
Creative block, I feel like, happens more often than when I'm inspired, honestly.
Gotcha.
Because before I did all this, like, I wouldn't make something. I would make something, and then for, like, 3 months, I wouldn't make anything. And then I'd make something, and then 3 months later, I wouldn't make, you know? But, like, really, it's just the consistency. Like, if you draw something, even though your heart's not all the way in it, like, just even the colors or picking the shading or just, like, you know, just the little things, like, that is still, you know, something creative.
Yeah.
And just, it kind of, like, forces your mind to think in certain ways, but also, yeah, just exercise, smoking, hanging out with friends. Honestly, yeah, just, like, a good drive, too, like, with friends or by yourself. Like, that really, that's, especially at night, too, with the lights and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about that.
So, what's San Diego like? I mean,
it's just cool. It's gorgeous, actually. Real? Yeah, the weather's hella nice. The beach. The beach is really close to my school, too. So I can just literally walk there.
Man, that's filthy.
Yeah. I said I was going to learn how to surf, but
Fuck it. When you get back.
Continue.
When you get back. Fuck it. Still
I'm low-key scared of the ocean, too, so.
For what, though? You can't swim or what?
No, I can swim. I'm actually a good swimmer, but I just don't fuck with the waves. And the sand and the what's it?
Why the sand?
The jellyfish. There's stingrays. There's hella stingrays out there.
I don't know. For me, like, when I used to live in Hawaii and I used to just, like, boogie board and all that, I guess, like, maybe it was because I was a kid and I wasn't really thinking about it all that. But...
No, boogie boarding is fun, though. I could boogie board shit. Yeah. But I feel like that's, like, little kid shit, you know? I gotta grow up, do the surfboard.
Yeah, surfboard. I mean, you ever ride a skateboard? Yeah, see?
Yeah. Snowboard? Yeah.
What's stopping you?
I don't know. The fucking jellyfish, bro.
Jellyfish has really scared you that bad?
No. Well, have you ever gotten stung really bad by a jellyfish before?
So you... Oh, okay. That may... Are you asking me?
Yeah, have you?
I probably did.
Even in Seattle, probably.
I probably touched one and probably got, like, swollen and shit, but, like, I don't know.
I
don't recall, like a bad, like Nemo moment where I got fucking stung and, like, passed out. No. Is it, like, that bad where they got something bigger?
I don't know. I'm making excuses at this point, honestly.
Shit. The next time we do a podcast, she'll learn how to surf.
Okay.
Type shit.
All right. Hold me to it.
That's good. And so, outside of just college and... just business wise. What else do you do for like fun?
For fun. Hang out with friends. I listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, what's on the playlist then?
Oh my goodness.
Well, like what's a good song that you got? Underrated shit.
Ooh. Wait, I gotta pull my phone up. Okay. Cause I be making playlists like every month.
For different like
Each month is just like that's the name of the playlist that month, and
you're funny because I used to do that too. I used to do it in seasons. I used to do winter,
smarter,
winter and then summer or spring and then summer.
Right, that's smart because my shit is so unorganized now. Like it's too far gone.
No, it's good.
Okay, the only three songs I have on September because I started early.
Gotcha.
Is Andy G by Young Nudie. Exclusive Drip by Seti Hendrix. And Rosalia by Rel Moore.
Gotcha.
Some local.
Gotcha.
But I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of Larry June recently too. Some smooth summer shit. You know.
Cardo got one.
Right. Awesome shit, yeah, right? Exactly.
No, that's 50. And so I guess like what are some artists that you wanna work with? Like on some low key shit, not like A list, like.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like we could easily say A list like people, right? You know, of course. I feel like everybody want to work with him.
Yeah,
right?
who doesn't? If you don't want to work with Drake, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're lying.
Like, you're fucking lying. Like you know you like Drake. I don't think. I can only think of A-list, honestly.
Okay,
A-list.
We'll go A-list. Like, let's do it.
I do want to make art for Young Nudie. Like, I really like his covers. His covers are really filthy.
His art.
Let's see. Young Thug. Mm-hmm. Although, I don't know if that'll happen anytime soon, even if I could.
For real.
Shit.
Scrolling through her.
Yeah, I'm
like
scrolling.
He's like, who's
heavy? Like, actually, okay, Bass Kids. I'm trying to make his next tape cover. Hopefully, that's super random. Maybe.
Hit him up.
I don't know. He said he's going to need something soon. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm ready, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
You're on call.
So,
you're like, oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really on call. So, hopefully that happens. Yeah, I want to get more like Cali artists too.
That's good. I think those are solid. And Young Thug, I feel like those are solid ones too.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah.
And so what made you, I guess, like when it comes to music and all that and the music taste that you have now, like what was your influences growing up? Like was your parents, was it school, like friends?
Yeah, probably like the earliest influences I can really think of is actually Michael Jackson. My dad used to have like a couple CDs and would always play them in the car. And I was like, oh, this guy's good. Like, who is this? But then like more like once I started going to school, obviously like middle school, high school, I started listening to more like rap music. Shit, yeah. And then ever since then, yeah, I could not stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super good.
So do you listen to music outside of just hip hop and shit?
I do a little bit. Yeah, honestly.
And what's on the sleeper radar? Like, what's your genres outside of just rap and shit?
Like, okay. I'm a big R&B fan. I love R&B. Mm-hmm. I like Afrobeats a lot, mm-hmm. actually. Just super good vibes.
Yeah.
There's some country music that's low-key good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you gotta think about it. There's like, it has to be at least one good song.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. It's thank not,
but
you.
I
thank
don't,
you.
I personally don't listen to country, no.
But you would if there's like a song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really like EDM, to be honest with you.
It's too, like,
I hate that. I hate that. Especially if, like, that's all that's playing when you're outside, like, yeah. in the club or, like, at a party or something, especially in San Diego.
I bet,
bitches love EDM, and I can't.
You're just like.
I'm like, my head hurts. How are you supposed to move to this? Right. Like, literally, how are you supposed to move? Uh-huh. Like, you can't.
There's just spazzing and shit.
Literally, mm-hmm. like, jumping up and down. Yeah, for real. Like,
it's also bot shit. Literally. It's like no dance moves.
A bunch of bots. Uh-huh. It's crazy. But yeah, I do. I would say mostly like, I like some indie, mm-hmm. like indie music a little bit. I don't know.
Shit, you know what I feel like you should listen to? I got two recommendations.
Okay, yep.
Since it's summertime, listen to, I feel like, just listen to any kind of reggae music.
There's reggae?
Like reggae
ooh,
music.
Ooh, okay.
Just because it's like, I'll be listening to that because it's sunny as fuck. Mm-hmm. But also, on the flip side, listen to like, some 80s funk music.
Okay.
Because if you fuck with Larry June,
yeah,
I feel like that same, like, the bass sound is is kind of influenced by, like, that kind of funk music.
Okay,
maybe that's
bet.
Just me.
No, bet, yeah. Those are good recommendations, actually. I do like to listen to, like, older music, too, like, 80s, 90s. Yeah. Like, there's some good, like, soulful shit in there.
No, that's facts. I feel like the music, even back then, just, like, how it sounds with the equipment they have is definitely a different texture to the ears.
Facts. So, way more textured. Yeah, definitely.
And just, I didn't mean to cut you off type shit.
Oh, no, but, I wasn't saying shit.
What's it called? Just because we are going to wrap it up soon. Because I think it's been like almost like 40, 50 minutes.
Oh, what the fuck? Time flies.
I'm saying.
Whoa, that's crazy.
No, yeah, okay. It's good. So my question is, because I try to make this like a timestamp. So today's August 21st, and I know I did ask you earlier about like what you got for goals type shit, but I try to make it like a timestamp, like a time capsule.
Right. Okay.
You can listen to this shit a year from now, a day from now, 2 years from now, 5 years, and just to be able to hear where your headspace was at when it comes to just goals. So whether it be financially, physically, mentally, business wise, clothing, anything, what you got in store for at least like 1 year from now?
Okay. 1 year from now, future me is going to be making full on moving like pictures.
Animation.
With their animations. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have some of my art in a music video somewhere.
I'm gonna have to hit you with it.
I have started something for my personal. I'm gonna have a whole ass gallery show. I'm gonna have another one of those.
Yeah, when's that?
Next summer.
All right, it's good.
Next summer.
Let me know.
Okay. Pull up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gallery motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got you. Now, I think those are good goals, though. At least like shit by next year, you could probably see.
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah. Did I hit that? Check?
Yep.
Shit. But other than that, I mean, I appreciate you for pulling up again.
Thank you. I appreciate you for hitting me up and just, like, even putting this idea in my head. Like,
I mean, you said this is the first podcast. I hope, you know, you fucked with it.
Yeah, it
like
was
you
fun.
Said, kind of went by quick.
Hell quick.
I was doing my job.
Very much so.
But where could they find you? Instagram, TikTok, social media, all that.
Oh, you can find me on It's Okay So-So on Instagram. That's pretty much Oh, technically, I got a TikTok, but I don't even remember what it is.
But the main page, Instagram.
Huh? Yeah, and oh, main Instagram at Sophia underscore CHRYS. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Holla at me if you ever need cover art. Same. Clothing graphics.
Tell them.
shit. Any type of art, I got you.
Gotcha. Well, shoot. Appreciate you again.
Appreciate you.
Make sure you guys tune in. I'm going to try and get these podcasts out at least every Sunday again. But if you guys don't know, we're shooting interviews and shit, so make sure you guys tap in with that. Catch you guys. Peace.